A Book of Prefaces, published by Alfred A. Knopf. A selection from Chapter 1. Joseph Conrad. I have mentioned Ibsen. A glance at the literature he has spawned in the Vulgate is enough to show how much his falser aspects have intrigued the American mind, and how little it has reacted to his shining skill as a dramatic craftsman, his one authentic claim upon fame. Read Jeanette Lee's The Ibsen Secret, perhaps the most successful of all the Ibsen Gemaras in English, if you would know the virulence of the national appetite for bogus revelation. And so in all the arts. Whatever is profound and penetrating, we stand off from. Whatever is facile and shallow, particularly if it reveal a moral or mystical color, we embrace. Ibsen, the first-rate dramatist, was rejected with indignation precisely because of his merits, his sharp observation, his sardonic realism, his unsentimental logic. But the moment a meretricious and platitudinous ethical purpose began to be read into him, how he protested against it! He was straightway adopted into our flabby culture.